InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger, a beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him, fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Breaking loose on every front. Things are only getting more intense. I'm going to be hosting the first 3 hours tonight. We have a very special guest in the studio. And Harrison Smith is coming in and hosting the fourth hour of Sunday Night Live. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Every Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m., we are here. And, of course, weekdays with Birana Morello, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., myself, Alex Jones, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Harrison Smith, the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m., and in the very near future, we intend to add more live broadcasts, more transmissions, more systems, once we get to the hump of the battles trying to shut us down one way or another. And it looks like we're getting shut down here very, very soon. They already have the receiver point, all that. That's total garbage, and all of it's scam. We have civil rights lawsuits filed. There's criminal investigations ongoing. I'll just leave it at that. They're in a lot of trouble, but they're just moving forward, as the Democrats do. So just remember, this is the most embattled broadcast in modern history of the United States. Only other person more demonized, more attacked than myself in the aggregate is Donald Trump. And that is just a fact. I don't think anybody can deny that. And there's just sheer weight of the attacks. The only other person attacked more by total operatives and media pressure and lawsuits and demonization is President Trump. And that's because we're both over the target. All right. It's not news that the Israel lobby under Netanyahu is trying to hostile take over MAGA right now. And it's gone into warp speed. That's huge with the developments there. Are just incredible. Open threats against Tucker Carlson and others. Pledges to take him off the air, destroy anybody else that dares question anything about Israel. This is going to cause the mother of all Streisand effects. Then you've got, and we knew this years ago, it was the Capitol Police planted the bomb. I've told you that 5 years ago, four and a half, 5 years ago. But now we have all the proof at every angle. I can tell you, as I told you months ago, that J6 information is going to be some of the biggest yet, because it goes right to Pelosi and the Democrats. Now the specifics are out, and the individual is not just a federal officer. They're really CIA. That's already been admitted, and they're basically in hiding right now. This is already broke Friday. We have the new developments exclusively here, and this is just going to send shockwaves. It's the main reason Pelosi's not running again and decided to bug out, because she and her family quarterback the operation. We'll be right back. This is the end of the New World Order. If we press the attack, stay with us. Share those live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X. Do it now, 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 now.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen,
we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Exercise your will. You must break the chains of the globalists now and forever.
Someday love will find you. Break those chains.
Live bombshell Sunday broadcast, and it's going to be one hell of a 5 trillion megaton hydrogen bomb. Live bombshell Sunday broadcast, Chicago's most powerful gang. The Latin Kings, and I can tell you they are all over the country. They're the quiet force behind things. Issues shoot on sight order. And it's a smart enough, real, powerful gang that's been around for 60, 70 years. It doesn't flaunt stuff like MS-13 and others. This is really bad. You heard that they have issued a shoot on sight order to all their gang members of any ICE agents in Chicago. They just tried to kill a bunch of them yesterday. Ran up, they were attacking them in their cars, slamming their feet and arms in the doors. Then the media cuts after they get out and tackle the people. That's what they run women into attack. Then they cut the video of the attack and just show federal officers in camo arresting people and throw them down the ground. And, oh, God, why are they attacking a woman? Oh, and the woman smashes cars into them. I've seen at least 50 times or more. You've seen it. They just smash a car in at 40, 50 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour. Agents jump out, grab them. I'm a citizen. What are you doing? The same crap. And then right as this is happening, they start shooting at the agents. So this is teed up for the false flag operation. This is a major escalation. We've only got 10,000 enforcement agents in ICE and Border Patrol. 10,000. Up against 40-plus million illegal aliens, 20-plus million brought under Biden. And they are going out in groups of 4, 5, or 6 with the cities of Chicago and Denver and L.A. and others with apps paid for by Soros, the taxpayer money, directing people to attack them. And I have mayors saying, Mayor Bass and others, we have rapid reaction forces. And when we blow the whistle 5 times, it means ICE is here. But when we lay on the whistle, they have all handed out whistles. That means get the people together and resist. You've got mayors and governors saying resist federal agents with sworn constitutional duties and federal court orders. In most cases, arresting people with huge rap sheets. I mean, this is insurrection. This is what they claim we did on January 6th. So, that's coming up. Ooh, I can spend the whole broadcast on this and the videos and the angles and just people go, God, Jones used to be the guy that was anti-police and anti-Fed, and now you just glaze them and you got brown poopy on your nose. No, I don't.
I'm anti-unconstitutional actions. I've said 10,000 times or more in the last 31 years, I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-unconstitutional government. And what Trump is doing is a Herculean task with these agents. They are the David, the left, and Soros, and these mobs are Goliath. How many Border Patrol facilities and ICE shot up? How many agents already and Border Patrol killed? You barely see it in the news, but it's happened a bunch. How many cars rammed? How many shots fired when they're freeing kids from sex slavery in Northern California or Minneapolis, Minnesota? It is wild how the corporate media tries to spin this. And most of America isn't watching corporate media or just sees clips of their lies online, knows what's going on. But leftists, they still just believe whatever they're told. So this is just absolutely wild. That's coming up. And then speaking of bad feds, when you have a hijacked government, I knew this by February of 2021. In fact, you can use AI, the video genies out there and things, pull up yourself, just type in the, you know, the search term, Alex Jones, Capitol Police, planted pipe bombs. Within a month of January 6th, I'm on air saying Capitol Police planted the bombs. And Capitol Police were the main ones breaking in on themselves. Not all were read in on it. A few blew the whistle, so they had to be killed weeks later. They were added to the list that the media then said died on Jan 6. Remember that? No federal law enforcement died on January 6th, but they all said that after they killed them, and they were the guys that blew the whistle. So we've known it was Capitol Police planting the bombs. They were planning to detonate them, and then they had Kamala in an office building to play victim. But for whatever reason, the moron that did it, pieces of the bomb already fell off at one location. So they had to call her back. And then they sent her back out with the bombs. And we've known who she is for a long time. But it's been blocked by the DOJ, by Patel and Bondi the last 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was private investigators that went ahead and brought the information out. And kudos to Glenn Beck. You know, I was critical of Beck many years ago because he wasn't fully awake. And I was wrong in a lot of my criticisms of him. But as the facts have all come out, he's become as hardcore as anybody. And his style, his research, his intelligence, his delivery is second to none other than maybe Steve Bannon. And we're just so blessed to have Glenn Beck. And you got to have the big elephant wavos to break what they broke last Thursday. So we salute you, Glenn Beck, and your team. And look, I've already been read in all this. I was, you know, basically told a lot of this. I'll just stop there by multiple sources. And the play was double-faceted. I could say this now because it's already too late for the bad guys of the DOJ. To have all this and have them refuse to allow the information to go public so we can now serve it up to Trump, which has now happened today, that here's your total vindication. Here's the total fedsurrection run by Pelosi and the Democrats. And Cash Patel and all of them knew this, and they covered it up. And they are like chickens with their heads cut off right now, not knowing what to do about this. And they've got the former Capitol Police, who's officially CIA. She got hired 6 months after, doing a really good job on January 6th, so they could keep their idiot. And she comes off as very autistic, mentally retarded. Total patsy, in case she got caught. And now, can you imagine? This is all set to come out. This is all set to come out. I would say they won't be able to suppress it long. By Tuesday, it all hits, okay? And remember, I was there on J6. I was supposed to lead the crowd. The president said, Alex, lead them to the Capitol. Secret Service came and got me. We were all set up. We had a permit behind there with the big set, big stage and everything up by the Supreme Court. They walked us right into a trap. Trump, during the speech, before anybody gets to the Capitol, says, be peaceful. We're just going to peacefully protest and call for investigation in the Senate under law. And then they kicked him off X when he posted videos saying, don't go in, get out. Now the BBC's been caught editing a video a week ago where Trump says, the opposite. And you show the real video. It shows he said, don't be violent, be peaceful. Now the head of the BBC's had to resign. But that's what they do. And when Trump was taking off X and Facebook and everything else, and nobody would put it, Fox wouldn't have him on for over 2 years. everybody then that didn't know the truth believed that Trump had said attack the Capitol. And then here we are 5 years later, almost 5 years later, and they recycle the lie that Trump said attack the Capitol. And they edit with jump cuts. And you can tell they used AI editing so it would like morph between so you couldn't see the clips exactly right. But then people show the raw clip and people are like, you've already seen it. It's been out for a week. I mean, this is out. Imagine the BBC when it's well known what Trump did now because he's not totally censored. We're not. And he said, go there peacefully. And then he, once he heard what was happening, he said, get out of there. Don't do it. To edit that together and you see the video, he's like, attack it. Get them. Go in. Great job. But that ties into the whole pipe bomb thing. They had a plan. That's what they were saying it was worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor. All they did was kill four citizens that day. No feds died that day. But you hear five agents died that day. Look it up. It's not true. Well, they took out a few later that were speaking up, the witnesses, and it put some of the Capitol Police who were compartmentalized that spoke up, they put them in prison for made-up stuff. Did you know that? Yeah. Oh, and then the woman that's now in the CIA? Turns out she was a star witness in a whole bunch of the trials putting J6ers in prison. She was running around busy, you know, planting pipe bombs. But then she was a star witness in a whole bunch of trials. Ooh, you got a problem, Cupcake. So, Stuart Rhodes, who they say is the ultimate mastermind of J6. Not one text message, not one email. I was in meetings with him days before with the D.C. police, you know, and others, and we're worried about Antifa attacking, and what do we do if they attack, and you know, all the rest of it. We weren't, like, planning to attack the damn Capitol, make ourselves look like fools, and go to prison. You don't take the government over, take it over the Capitol. You destroy yourself. So I knew when he got indicted, it was horse crap. Enrique Tarrio's coming on. He wasn't even in the city when this happened. Joe Biggs used to be a reporter here. Known him 12 years. Highly decorated Army Ranger. Totally set up. These are the masterminds, supposedly. But then Pelosi's daughter was so dumb. She put it in a documentary with them laughing. And yeah, haha, nobody really attacked us. This is great. I mean, it's these people are arrogant to the ultra maxim. So we got that coming up. But I'm going to do that next hour. This is big, folks. And they didn't want this out before because they had the CIA operative, former Capitol Police, under surveillance. But then the investigations got killed like it always does by Todd Blanche, Democrat, Deputy AG. And so, turns out there's all these private investigators and individuals with law enforcement backgrounds that are out there who are working for Trump, and turns out that it's all coming out, sweeties. And notice this broke Thursday on Glenn Beck's show with 30 million viewers and listeners, conservatively. And has this woman come out and said it's not her? Uh-uh. And that individual's been under full surveillance, with, as well as her communications. And the word is they've been moved to a CIA safe house. Wonder how long that poor Patsy's going to be alive. Maybe there'll be a note that she fled to Europe or something, you know. Oh, where'd she? Oh, you won't see her no more. She's off on vacation. Like in The Running Man. Whitman, Price, and Haddad are in Hawaii enjoying themselves. Their debt to society paid in full. And they find their skeletons hung up in a locker. So, it's going down, down, down. It's going down. Because the levee has broken. And so, what's the left's only hope? What's the globalist's only hope? Well, activate the skeleton of the neocons. Go into the mausoleum of the neocon, WMD lie, warmongering, pro-poison shot, pro-censorship, anti-Trump, never-Trumpers. Break the emergency glass of Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Josh Hammer. Josh Hammer, it's time to take out Tucker and his supporters like foxes in the hen house and neutralize them. This is a Mossad term for assassinate. And Levin was out making violent statements about he wants to take on Carlson today. And how he'll crush us. So what do? The neocons ally with the left. The Bill Barrs is the attorney general the whole time. It's now been leaked, working against Trump. Then after Trump got out of office in 2021, setting up the indictments with Fannie Willis and Letitia James and quarterbacking with Obama. That wasn't Biden. And Obama's third in elected term. And now, all over the leftist media and all over the corporate media, oh, the MAGA civil war. And then Ben Shapiro is like, we're saving MAGA that they hated and tried to stop. We're going to keep you away from the real people like, the fake people like Alex Jones, for you to slip. We're going to, nope, it's not Alex Jones that first endorsed Trump before anybody else. I mean, right at the start, a year and a half, before he won. No. It is only Ben Shapiro. It is only Mark Levin. You must bow to them. And again, my issue is I'm not trying to make Israel the center of the universe. I'm not against Israel's existence. I have a hard on for Israel. Like any big powerful system, it's going to have corruption just like we do. I don't blame the American people for everything in our government. I don't blame the Chinese for Xi Jinping. But it doesn't matter because the way this is all built is always the same. And I've seen some genius stuff from my good friend J.P. Sears, fellow Austinite. But before I get into the meat and potatoes of this next segment, before I get into all these other issues I just mentioned, here's J.P. Sears, Israel First versus America First. Be sure and follow him at Awaken with J.P. on YouTube and X and everywhere else. And he nails it. And I know J.P. is a former liberal and not anti-Israel. And we'll just say there's like a proviso. But listen, Israel and Israel First people, you're not above reproach. And Netanyahu's hated his own country. And he is trying a takeover of the MAGA movement. And they admit they are. And there's this litmus test just like the left. Say you support drag queen story time and trans talk to five-year-olds or you're homophobic. And it's just like, we're done. Stop beating us over the head. And so this is a desperate comeback by Levin and Ben Shapiro because they have almost no viewers. Shapiro got backed by these big Christian Zionists out of North Texas up in Frisco. Multi-billion dollars. They blew it all, force-fed him everywhere, tried to make him number one. It failed. Levin's a joke. They're all a joke. All right? And so they're just pissed off and basically making threats now to Tucker. And we're going to censor you. We're going to deplatform you. I mean, Levin said a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, at a big AIPAC meeting. Total declaration of war. Remember, Netanyahu 3 weeks ago said, the eight-front war is now America. We're going to shut down people criticizing us. When you make a Streisand effect like that in the middle of a huge war, you're not going to win that. You're going to trigger massive hatred of Israel when you go after the most hardcore patriots in America and turn them into enemies. I know you think you'll get big in the process and Netanyahu will have a new enemy since Hamas has been defeated. Now you can move on to American conservatives and then everybody attacks Israel because that you can play victim. And we know why you funded Hamas and created it, Netanyahu. We get it. We don't want to be your new Hamas, buddy. Just like the Pentagon playing basketball with the head of Al-Qaeda this week. So there's J.P. Sears. Nails it. Absolutely nails it.
Hey, dude. Do you support Israel?
Yeah, sure.
At all costs, above everything else?
No matter what?
Well, that seems kind of absurd, like writing a blank check of support. Well, do you?
No, I guess not to that level. I mean, I do have some questions about the Israeli government.
You're an anti-Semite.
Oh, that's what we're doing here.
How long have you hated Jews?
Well, I don't, but how much have you been listening to Ben Shapiro lately?
Well, believe it or not, quite a bit lately.
I could tell.
I'm going to give you one last chance. I want you to denounce Tucker Carlson right now, or else you're an anti-Semite.
I love Tucker.
Tucker is a MAGA. Ah, that's cute. And Ben Shapiro, who openly supported Ron DeSantis over Trump, he's somehow MAGA? I don't know about that, but Tucker's not MAGA. Well, you know, and using woke tactics to try to cancel people also isn't MAGA. Woke tactics? I'm a conservative, bro. I have a camo hat on. I don't use woke tactics. As an American, you're pro-Israel above everything else, right? Yeah, they're a great ally. Yeah, insert great ally rhetoric there. I get it. But what you're doing is using a one-word label, anti-Semite, to smear a person's entire character into being a hateful person in order to intimidate them into agreeing with you, or if they continue disagreeing with them, discredit that person. Yeah, that's correct. That's a woke tactic. I don't know what you're talking about. A conservative. What would you call a person who tells you you're a racist when you question DEI race-based hiring practices? Yeah, they're woke idiots. And what about someone who calls you a killer because you refuse to get jabbed? Woke idiot. And someone who calls you a transphobe because you don't support men in dresses reading to children? Woke idiot. And someone who calls you a Putin sympathizer because you didn't stand with Ukraine? Another woke idiot. And someone who calls you an anti-Semite for being America first? Woke idiot. Wait, the you. Same tactic. It's out of the woke playbook, isn't it? No. What I'm doing is definitely not the same. But you, my friend, you, because you are literally hating Jewish people because you're skeptical of Israel. You know, there's kind of an extinction between devious government activity and the people of that country. And to shut down any criticism of that country through an accusation of hating its citizens kind of makes free-thinking people even more skeptical of that government. It almost makes people think that that devious government is behind the cancel culture campaign out to destroy people that criticize that government. What is there to be skeptical about the Israeli government? They've been a great ally. Ally, yeah, I know you're talking points, but gosh, it's really hard to think of anything. But there is that whole Epstein ring thing and how that could have been orchestrated by Israeli intelligence for the purpose of gathering blackmail. And there's the International Criminal Court that currently has an arrest warrant out for Netanyahu for war crimes and crimes against humanity. I'm curious what's going on there. Just genocide accusations are kind of a big thing. And then there's the whole Israeli foreign influence over the minds of Americans by funding influencers, media outlets, and major politicians. I mean, that's kind of a big concern. Like, just imagine if that was China doing that, not Israel. It's a national security threat. And then you can get into the Rothschilds and how
they... So you're saying you hate Jewish people?
Is that what I'm saying?
You think Jews have taken over the whole world, don't you?
No.
But it really seems like the Israeli government's trying to take over the conservative party in America right now.
No, I think I would notice if that was happening.
I think your alarm's going off.
Oh, I didn't notice. Shapiro's got a new video coming out. He'll be speaking to a conservative audience that's spent the last 5 years strongly refusing to comply with intimidation tactics. And he'll be trying to intimidate them into joining the pro-Israel side of the conservative party. I think it's pretty gonna be successful.
You enjoy that. I'm gonna go watch Tucker Carlson interview Candace Owens and Ian Carroll. I literally hate you.
Why?
You know, because you're a hateful person. Doesn't that make you the hateful person? You just admitted hate.
And all right, see the report, the full report at Awaken with JP. Great job, JP. We're getting him in studio as soon as possible. I'm gonna come back into the rest of this, and we're shifting with Stuart Rhodes first into J6. This can absolutely bring down the globalist. This is a Death Star torpedo shot to the reactor shaft, and we got a very smart gentleman who they said was the mastermind of January 6th on to expose this. Talk about total vindication. I am literally giddy right now. There's no stopping what's coming. They'll never cover this up. I'm cutting this emergency announcement on the evening of Thursday, November 6th, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, just type InfoWars or Alex Jones into a search engine. You'll read all about the federal courts, the state courts, the receiver that's been appointed to come in and shut us down. He was here today. He said it might be next week. It might be in early December. They haven't decided when to shut us down. But we've set up the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X, Bill Alex Jones, Rumble. We have the new studios, new news sites we're going to be announcing and launching. The InfoWar lives on through you and I and the crew and everybody else. But right now, we need funds to keep InfoWars on the air just for the foreseeable future and for the new network, because the bad guys can't get the AlexJonesTour.com, because Bigly, established for many, many, many years, dozens and dozens of major clients. They build the best quality shopping carts with the very best products, and they are our sponsor. So when you go to the alexshowstore.com, there is a huge sale that is only running until Sunday at midnight. So you got like 3 days, 3.5 days. Any supplement you get, ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. We have it all. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at thealexshowstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. You can buy it once, cancel if you want, but get it first. You have a month to cancel. I know you're going to love it, and then keep it on AutoShip. But bottom line, you get 50% off. Also, if you're a VIP, $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend instantly in the store. Special deals, special sales, special offers just to you, and massive percentages off on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. But right now, at thealexshowstore.com, on top of that, this is what ends Sunday, 25% off on top of all those sales. That makes many of these loss leaders. And then there's all the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. Wearing Patriot gear out in the public is an incredible adventure. It's like being Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon. Go out and do it. Experience it for yourself and know your focus operation. You have kept us on the air despite all the attacks and Arctic frost that's come out. We're all under attack because the bad guys hate us. But despite all those attacks, we're still here. And InfoWars lives on through the Alex Jones Network and through all of you. So take action right now. The sale goes until Sunday evening at midnight, Central Standard Time. Probably the biggest sale in the history of Bigly, thealexshowstore.com. I have to check the other sales, other big ones, but 50% off on all the supplements and 25% off on top of it. Oh, and it gets more insane. Anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. It's the same shopping cart on your phone or the app on your computer. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bigly to do this. They were a little skeptical. They like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app, when we have the sales card. But because we have an 80-plus percent reorder rate on things like ultramethylene blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore right now. The sale ends Sunday, thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for being the reason we'll always stay on the air. You are the InfoWar. I'm the InfoWar. We're a family, 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
To work like a dog. Look at Stuart Rhodes. He looks younger and tougher than when they set him up 5 years ago and threw his ass in prison as the mastermind of J6. We know who the real masterminds are, and they're going down. No matter what they do, they can't stop the truth that's already here. It ain't a coming. The train just showed up. We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. Well, let's go back to Charlie Daniels for a minute.
But if I had my way with people selling dope, take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope, I'd hang them up behind them, swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Now I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side.
Charlie Daniels with Big Lester came on the show quite a bit. He's dead now, but he lives forever. Another great patriot. produced a major movie called The Hell to Pale Horse, exposed in Gen 21 14 years ago.
As far as I'm concerned, ain't no excuse.
We stand on the shoulders of all those painters before us, and we're not going to let them down.
You just take them rascals out in the swamp. I'll put them on their knees and time to the stump. Let the rattles and the bugs.
All right, I want to finish up with the new desperate attempt. It's been brewing for a while, but it's now full court press all over the right-wing media establishment, all over the left-wing corporate media. Oh, my gosh, Tucker Carlson's Hitler. Oh, my gosh, we got to deplatform. Oh, the Heritage Foundation's got to get rid of him. Oh, Candace Owens is evil. Oh, Candace Owens' fake text messages from Charlie Kirk saying the Israel lobby was putting pressure on him. He said it in a bunch of speeches. And I didn't come out when everybody said Israel killed him. In just the first few days, I said, no, you got leftists saying he'd be dead and celebrating him dead, and we got to wait and see. Then I'll remember somebody in the cabinet meeting, not one on TV, the cabinet meeting. The cash cartel screamed at Tulsi Gabbard and others. Remember, I told you this on the 16th of September, 6 days after he was dead. It's on record. I played it a couple of weeks ago. Another thing I told you, you think I just make stuff up? No, I'm known for not making stuff up. That's what I do. That's my religion, is the truth, because God is truth. And I'm like, why am I being given this? They say, it's too dangerous for us. And but people high up want this out. And I mean, real high up, not the president, because he went in on the meeting, but right below that. And the bad guys already know this. So I'm not giving anything up. So Patel comes in and starts screaming at Gabbard. Her agency was created after 9/11. When they get intelligence about domestic stuff, to share it with the FBI. He said, I don't want you even looking at intelligence. We're not looking at any accomplices, even though six trannies, and then the day before, said he'll be dead tomorrow in Utah. And when he was dead, they celebrated within an hour saying, see, I told you. So to me, that looked like the left did it. Well, then why would Cash Patel cover that up? But I was also told from that source, another I checked with, that had also been heard that from other sources that were at the meeting, very well-known journalist. I waited 3 days to go with it. I made some phone calls, so I got somebody else that had as much sources as I did or more. And I kind of missed the key. It was also any foreign involvement. So I was told any domestic, any foreign. Now, a week and a half ago, it broke all over the news. And Patel admitted that. So he basically pushed himself, ran to be FBI director for years on podcasts, that he wanted to get rid of the Hoover building that was mainly doing intelligence and have the FBI get out of intelligence, so it shouldn't be in that, and they turned it into a museum. Now he doesn't want Tulsi Gabbard, who has congressionally created office to do it. That's suspicious as hell. Now you've got all these neocons like Josh Hammer and many others saying, Tucker Carlson and his buddies, and we're tracking who you are, we're creating lists, he said it, Levin, Shapiro, we're going to deplatform you, we're going to come after you, we're going to get you, we're going to stop you. Levin put out audio of him reading text messages from Tucker, inviting him to a debate. And you read the text messages, it says nothing about his stepson. It says nothing about stepson or anything. He goes, how dare you attack my stepson? I see you in person. I'm going to beat the hell out of you. You'll see what happens, boy. I mean, it's cuckoo town. We're going to kill you like a fox. And we're going to get all your supporters, and we're making lists to all of you better shut up. So everybody knows my big hard-on is not for Israel. I'm worried about China, the globalist culture, all this stuff. I don't want to blow up Israel. I'm not its enemy. But now if Tucker Carlson gets killed or he gets struck by a bolt of lightning or a lone gunman kills him or whatever, or his house blows up from a gas leak. Let me tell you, I don't want to be Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin. So you guys just moved the needle big time to being suspects. Because the Democrats are the big ones for me. Charlie Kirk got millions of over Trump. He was wrecking your ass. A lot of weirdness in the RNC. Maybe they didn't like him being so powerful. Way more powerful than the RNC Kirk had become. But I was waiting to see what happened with the trial. Now they've sealed it, unprecedented. It's getting weird. So now you got me looking at you because I got a lot of the stuff to look at here. But I think Pew Mechanic, his commenter, really nailed it. He said, Mark Levin represents the people MAGA defeated. Now they're trying to grift their way back into controlling it. It's transparent, pathetic. They can squeal all they want, and their moron followers can clutch their pearls. Nobody gives a damn. I agree with that. But hey, you want to make yourselves front and center? You want to make it all about you? And that if we don't want to be have all these wars and George Bush, you know, 2.0, and you want to say we're Hitler and all this stuff, it's not going to work. But if you want to label us that and have this fight, you will lose. You've already lost. But that doesn't matter. The neocons have always been all over the left. They know they're just doing what they're paid to do to drive a wedge. And I've already played these clips, but I mean, they're on air. They're in front of groups on national TV saying, you bet we're going to censor you. You bet we're going to take you off air. We're targeting all you. We're making list all you. We're coming after you. Well, you know what? You declared war on us. Challenge accepted. I'm not going to make you the front burner issue, but I'm on your ass now. Because people start threatening me and my friends. Well, okay. I'm not looking for trouble. Just like Charlie Daniels just said, I don't want to fight you, but I damn sure will if you make me. And you're going to lose every time. Because you were dealing with an America that was asleep before. You're not dealing with that now, jackasses. You figured that out yet? America's up on its hind legs like a grizzly bear. And I'd rather secure the republic, get the dollar back to number one, defeat China, stop the wars. But you want to get in the middle of what we're doing? Okay. You start trying to threaten me and threaten my friends? It's not just me. Everybody is enraged by this. And if you do kill Tucker Carlson, it's going to be your Alamo. And you're so dumb, you go, oh, you mean you all get wiped out? And that's not what I mean, dumbass. Did Pearl Harbor work out good for the Japanese? You kill Tucker Carlson or one of your little boobies does, you're going to end up just like Santa Anna and Admiral Hirohito, or Emperor Hirohito and Admiral Yamamoto. So, I mean, I don't have time to get into it all. I already shot reports on it. You can see these videos for yourself at InfoWars.com and Alex Jones. I mean, these guys are foaming at the mouth for a fight. And I want people, and then this, YouTuber Candace Owens, oh, she's a YouTuber, fires back at Ben Shapiro after he claims she accused Charlie Kirk's wife of killing him. She didn't do that. It's made up. Just like Levin says, how dare you threaten my stepson and say, he didn't say anything about your, he didn't say anything. He reads the text. I want you to defend Israel's record in Gaza. Let's have a great debate. He goes, how dare you threaten my stepson? I'm going to get you. If I see you in person, you better watch your ass. Well, let me tell you, Levin, it looks like you can't even wipe your ass. So let's just see how you do with Tucker. Tucker's got that old jolly Santa Claus thing going on. Okay, you ain't up chopping wood at 4 a.m. So, and I can't even shoot as good as Tucker, and I'm one of the best shooters I know that isn't a special forces person. So you're an idiot. But the point is that these people are out of control. Absolutely out of control, and America isn't buying it, and America is pissed off. And so, If the Israel lobby under Netanyahu, because it's not the whole Israeli people, it's Netanyahu, wants to do this, see, he helped fund Hamas, and Israel created Hamas. Now they defeated Hamas, which I'm not crying about. Now you want to move on and make America's heartland and the conservatives your new enemy? I mean, literally, the Israel lobby's now moved from Hamas that they fund and ran and created onto us, literally creating the stereotype. Saying, we're going to censor you. We're going to hunt you down. We're going to kill you like a fox in a hen house. We're going to neutralize you. I'm just like, wow, whoa, okay. Don't want to fight with you, but since you're punching us in the nose, you're going to get your nonviolent response now, which means, like Tucker said 8 months ago with me in Florida, they're going to false flag themselves. That's the next piece. So then now they know we're watching to kill a bunch of migrants at an event and blame it on Trump. That's kind of moving away. Everybody's aware of that. Now it's going to be the truck bombing or mass shooting in a synagogue blamed on Tucker. Oh, you can hear the train. Dude, dude. Oh, what? Oh. Is that a train? You know, you know, grow up near a railroad track. You don't need to know the train's coming here. When it finally gets by your house, I live by a railroad track in Dallas. And so I know the sound of a train are coming. It's rolling around the bend. And so let's shift gears now for the rest of this hour into the next hour. And Stuart can ride a shotgun with us on this issue. But I'm going to be all over this like flies on you know what now. Because this is a big, big deal. And talking about false flags and setups, Stuart Rhodes, former Army paratrooper and lawyer, and Ron Paul, a researcher and staffer, known him 16 years longer, founder of the Oath Keepers, set up on January 6th, running the whole conspiracy, no evidence ever shown. Now we know the Capitol Police woman, now CIA, probably what was already, as an asset, testified against a bunch of people. But she wasn't even there. She was busy planting pipe bombs. And we knew it was Capitol Police before, but we were like, well, let's wait till it comes out. Now, because Cash Patel and them sat on this, it's now come out. And notice Glenn Beck brought it up. So you guys have big, big problems. And we'll name the lady who they're saying is the prime suspect. And it's not just that they have her in track or her as an officer with her gait with biometrics. It's basically the same as an iris scan. We already knew. They already had her geolocated on her phone. The FBI claimed it was corrupted. But you can still go to the telecoms and buy the geolocation, just like Vanessa Souza did to show the mules and the election fraud. And they got the cell phone, folks. So they've been watching this person for a while. And now this is about to all come out. But this is so historic. And it doesn't just expose J6 as a total Fedsurrection. It exposes the people of the FBI and Todd Blanche, the deputy AG, that have been sitting on this. And so I got to tell you, it's really good to know that Trump was smart enough, at least at certain levels, to bring in a bunch of former Army intel assigned to the NSA and others that know how to plant stuff and find out networks. And I'm not giving out any secrets now. The enemy now knows, so I can tell you. And it's not like we're totally winning. It's not like it's, you know, complete, but that we've run some major operations against them and test, and I've been involved in some of the tests, I'll leave it at that, to test who's who and who shuts down investigations, who does what, to build a map of it. So the Trump administration of today compared to 8 years ago is night and day. It ain't perfect, but it's robust. So Stuart Rhodes will ride shotgun with us some of the next hour. Your fellow former political prisoners, Enrique Tarrio and Joe Biggs will be joining us. They can get three of you on at the same time, but regardless, I love you, brother. You've been through hell. You're totally vindicated. What do you make of this? I mean, this is incredible. Remember, this came out Thursday, her name, everything. No response back. And from my sources, she's in a CIA safe house right now, literally under surveillance. I mean, this is a true deep state civil war. And by deep state, we have our deep people. They got their deep people. This is epic stuff. People are so used to no movement, they understand that we finally are getting movement here, which brings us, in my view, Stuart, into maximum danger from the deep state, because they now know we are locked and loaded like an F-14 and Top Gun missiles locked. I mean, we're locked right now.
But why is it coming from, why does it have to come from us? Cash Patel should be fired. President Trump should fire him. He is obviously compromised. He's not doing his job. He's not doing what he was put in place to do. He's become an obstructionist tool of the very deep state that he was supposed to take down. So President Trump needs to fire him. The revelations about the 274 FBI agents in the crowd didn't come from Cash Patel or Dan Bongino. They came from a member of Congress, from a staff. Same with this revelation now. Why does it take Steve Baker to do his own investigation to uncover what they should have uncovered themselves over the last 10 months? So I see Cash Patel as an absolute failure. And worse, he's willfully obstructing justice right now, and he's be fired. So President Trump, the MAGA base, need to pressure him to fire Cash Patel. And I'm going to let you know, I'm on the side of Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, because I'm on the side of free speech and the truth. So we have to be America first and truth first.
But again, Stuart, I've known you forever. Back when you were a lawyer working for Ron Paul. I would ask Ron Paul, I want you on about the police state. Well, I'll come on, but the expert we have is Stuart, you know, like winning awards at Yale and stuff, your expert stuff on police states. This is not a police state. This is an emergency. You know,
no, this isn't a police state.
Yeah. So my point is that you're not just some guy that got set up on J6. You're a lawyer, your background, all this. They literally said you were the mastermind with Trump. Now it's come out in Crossfire Hurricane, or before that, this is Arctic Frost. Looking at me and you and all of our, like, we're masterminding with Trump. Don't even ever talk to Trump, the insanity of it. Now it's all out, which we now know, we already knew, but confirmed.
You and Turio, right?
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. We know they ran it. We know it's Pelosi, the Democrats, the deep state. So how big is this? This is coming out that it is their agent, their CIA posing as a Capitol Police. This is all confirmed. Just trying to stage these bombings.
Yeah, well, we always knew us in the freedom movement and us in the J6 persecuted. We always knew. It's not a surprise to us at all. But the benefit now is that the American people can more easily see that we were right all along, that all along it was a setup. It was sincerely a Fed insurrection, as Ivan Franklin calls it. He's been right. You've been right. I've been right.
Well, you just spent a bunch of years in prison, but it's surreal. You spent 3-4 years in prison or whatever it was.
Right.
My co-host got sent to prison. We try to stop people going to the building, and like we're accused of it in federal documents that are now out, and then we know who did it. It's so crazy. Gonna be more surreal for you. What is it like now? What is it like now? Predicting Trump would win, predicting this would all happen, predicting you'd be given a pardon or commutation. I mean, it's got to be Twilight Zone for you. And now you and I knew this years ago. You said it on my show from prison, and they banned you from making phone calls for like a year. And it's literally all come true. Can you imagine the size of the bricks they're shedding and Pelosi basically leaving Congress the day this broke?
Yeah, that's good to see. So they are afraid. And that's the message for the base on the MAGA side is don't give up. That they're afraid for a reason, but we have got to remove the obstructions in the DOJ and the FBI. I think Pam Bondi should be fired and replaced. Obviously, what's his name? Todd Blanche.
Todd Blanche. Fired and replaced. Oh, he's the one.
Right. The same goes for Patel and Bongino. They're not doing. And I love Bongino. I was listening to him while I was in solitary confinement in the Alexandria jail on AMFM radio. I thought he was going to be a true blue fighter, but he gets in there and he's got deer in the headlights, and he's obviously lying to us. And you can tell he's uncomfortable in it. He should just come forward and redeem himself by telling the truth right now.
Well, you know this from the military and history, and you're a historian as well. You're not just a tough guy; you're intellectual. Moral courage in the face of subterfuge and psyops and cloak and dagger and moral courage is much rarer than guys like Bongino, people that know him personally, and a bunch of stuff went on at Quantico. I haven't told anybody that. I was told by agents that were there. He is a genuine tough guy. He isn't a coward, but he'll fight a guy that wants to fight him, you know, New York cop. But when it gets into this level, he just tapped out. It's what he said. He said, I can't handle this. Well, exactly, dude. You're not a spy. You're not an intel officer. He can't handle it. He's in over his head.
Well, that's not an excuse, though. I mean, same thing happened with the military. We saw that post J6. I had combat veteran, honorable men who served their country in the army in Iraq and Afghanistan who rolled over and bitched out and took a deal and pled guilty to seditious conspiracy and signed on to a stack of lies against myself and my co-defendants. So they gave up. Their resolve when it comes to fighting to foreign enemies, when it came to dealing with internal enemies, they didn't have the same fortitude. And it could be that way with Bongino. In some ways, he's lost his way. He's forgotten his oath. He's remember the oath he swore to support and defend the Constitution. So help me God.
Well, I know from folks that are around him, he's saying he doesn't know who to trust. He's overwhelmed. I get it. It's I won't say it's easy, but it's easier with guys launching grenades and machine guns to fight them because there's the enemy. Yeah. But when it's this and it's so... You don't know who's who. I get a lot of men just aren't built for it. I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just saying he ain't built for it.
Well, apparently not. Then he should step down. If he can't handle the heat, then he should get out of the kitchen. He should resign and let somebody else let President Trump appoint someone else and replace Patel and Bongino with someone who will do what's right.
Well, they got the Missouri AG ready. But again, the surrealness of this, for people that don't know, this is confirmed, folks. Since Thursday, notice she hasn't responded. We already knew it was Capitol Police. We knew who it was. They identified it. They knew a long time ago. Now it's being brought out through third parties who've been valiantly fighting this and thrown in prison for it. What are they going to do? How are they going to try to spin this? Because I'm told at the DOJ now, they are literally in panic mode over this.
Well, they're probably going to try to just hope it goes away, and the short attempt span of the American people will pass it by. That's what they hope will happen. That it'll die down in 2 or 3 weeks, and just ignore it. So the same with all the FBI agents in the crowd. How can they have been fired yet? Same thing. So
200. How many? 200. Remember, FBI Director Ray lied and said no FBI agents. Now 274. That's perjury.
Right. Well, then look what Cash Patel did then. He spun and tried to cover for it by saying that they were improperly. Nowhere did he see in all the video he reviewed from J6 any evidence of FBI agents being used to aid Capitol Police in riot control. So it's a complete lie. So once again, he's gone over to the dark side and he's covering for what they did. And on top of that, he gave an award of bravery to some of the FBI HRT guys who murdered Lavoie Finicum. You know about that, right?
Yes.
Give them medals of honor and awards for their bravery for the setup and murder of Lavoie Finicum. It's disgusting. So, you know, it's as if the Biden administration were still in office and still carrying on under their leadership. There's no difference in the
FBI.
Well,
that's it. We put people in who claim they want to fight tyranny. Once they're dumped in the shark tank, they just roll over like a dog on its back, presenting its belly.
Right. So, and I don't care, you know, the excuse is, well, maybe his family was threatened, or maybe he was threatened. So either they compromise.
Well, so were ours. Why did we roll over?
Right. Exactly. And that's what I just said last night in a speech I gave here in Chicago. I didn't roll over because someone in the audience was like, well, hey, anyone could break under that pressure. And I said, I didn't. My co-defendants didn't. The Proud Boys didn't break. So we were strong. I don't want to hear, I got no F's to give for any excuses for guys, why guys don't do their.
And for those who don't know, they came to you, Roger Stone. They came to Epstein, it now turns out, and said, blame Trump and we'll drop it. So even Epstein didn't do that. The point is that we've all, me too, that they've come to me and said, $50 million, just quit. You know, stop doing what you're doing. So I don't want to hear people like, well, if you were put in that position, you'd do this. No, we've done it. We have proven ourselves, which isn't bragging. Trump needs to, again, not just us. I'm not saying I want to be in his administration, but he needs to find people that are battle-hardened and proven. They need to be put in the highest positions.
Yeah, I trust Tulsi Gabbard. I believe her heart's in the right place. I think she still loves this country and is willing to do the right thing. So she should drive on through investigation into foreign influence or foreign intervention in the Charlie Kirk assassination. She should ignore Cash Patel. He's been compromised. He's now working for the bad guys. And so she should drive on with
that. That's right. Gabbard has executed every order given to her by the Trump. And so is Kennedy. They're the two stars. They are executing on our agenda what we voted for. They are the Spartans. Back in 2 minutes with Stuart Rhodes will continue on as other political prisoners of this conspiracy. I'm having the people on, the three men they blame for January 6th, when they've now been caught running it. This is incredible. Stay with us. You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar, my crew is the InfoWar, the caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.